G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Those interested in taking part in this C20, the engagement group that represents the civil society and the G20 Social, have open registration until next Wednesday, January 31st, for representatives of organizations wishing to take part in the debates. Applications can be made through the website c20brazil.org in a form available in three languages, Portuguese, English, and Spanish. It is necessary to inform basic data, description of the entity's objective, and justification of the reasons for appointment as a representative, both in about 500 characters. Applications can be made for collaboration on up to three axes of the C20, such as just economies, food systems, hunger and poverty, environment, integrated health, education, and culture, among others. According to information from Alessandra Nilo, co-founder and coordinator of the NGO Gestus and Sherpa of the C20 in Brazil, through the website, all civil society organizations worldwide, not only from the countries that made up the G20, are invited to participate and engage in the process of building the recommendations that will be prepared. The NGO Gestus, Seropositivity, Communication and Gender, accompanies the G20 since 2010 and thus integrates the C20 since its formalization as an engagement group in 2013. Sherpa also points out that the presidency of Brazil has been very open to the participation of civil society organizations and believes that by the end of the year, a good practice will be established in relation to the participation process that can even be followed in other countries. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.